This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Rozgar Mela will be held at 45 locations across the country. It is a step towards fulfillment of commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation. It will provide meaningful opportunities to the youth for their participation in nation-building and self-empowerment. India and Kuwait have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The two countries also called for disrupting terror financing networks and safe havens and dismantling of terror infrastructure. During Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Kuwait, both sides discussed ways to promote cooperation on counter-terrorism operations, cybersecurity, and prevention of radicalization. A joint statement released by the Ministry of External Affairs said that the two countries agreed to enhance cooperation in counter-terrorism operations. It said both sides also agreed to strengthen cooperation in law enforcement, anti-money laundering, drug trafficking and other transnational crimes. Minister of State of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will participate in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhata Campaign 4.0 curated by different ministries and departments along with the release of the assessment report. On the occasion of the 4th Good Governance Week, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message, said that good governance holds the key to the nation's progress. He added that it is a vital aspect to provide a transparent, efficient and accountable administration that works for the overall welfare and betterment of people. The National Farmers' Day is being observed across the nation today. The day honours the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. It also serves as a reminder of the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, sustaining rural economies and preserving the agricultural heritage of the country. Recognising the vital role of farmers, the government has taken several initiatives to support their socio-economic upliftment and ensure sustainable agricultural growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the Christmas celebrations in New Delhi today. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a program at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. Foreign investors pumped in over 26,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets so far in December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 21,789 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets and 4,646 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 26,435 crore rupees. So far this year, FPIs have made a net investment of 6,770 crore rupees into equities and 1,11,704 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total investment into the Indian capital markets to nearly 1.2 lakh crore rupees in 2024. In a major relief for flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Udaan Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable, reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country, managed by the Airports Authority of India. In tennis, Rafael Fonseca of Brazil triumphed over Lerner Tien of the United States in a four-set showdown to win the 2024 NextGen ATP Finals title in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.